I've been finding them for $8.99 or $9.99 per bar, which might sound a little expensive, but they are huge bars of soap. They are bricks. And what I've heard from ladies that buy fancy soaps, when I have in fact spoken to ladies about their fancy soaps, this is actually very reasonably priced compared to fancy lady soaps.
Hi, everyone. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jeremy.
Authors of See You at the Campground, a guide to discovering community, connection, and a happier family in the great outdoors.
10 years ago, we bought a pop-up camper that changed our lives and introduced us to the joys of RV travel.
Join us now as we talk about where to camp, what gear to bring, and the best food to cook.
We'll also keep you dialed in with the latest RV innovations for people in the know.
Pull up a chair and join us around the digital campfire.
This is the RV Atlas. Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's very, very special episode of the RV Atlas. So holiday gift-giving season is upon us, and it's time for another holiday gift guide from the RV Atlas. Today, we have a specific theme. Today, we're talking about terrific holiday gift ideas for gentlemen campers, for those sophisticated men in your life who want really nice gifts for Christmas, for the type of man that's not afraid to moisturize, for the type of man who's not afraid to wear a $20 pair of socks. Now, I suggested this idea to Stephanie, and she ran a mile away. In fact, she's still running. She wanted nothing to do with this episode. So then I decided to call my good friend and fellow man shopper, Jonathan Anderson. John's a gentleman through and through. He has a bunch of amazing gift ideas to share. Then I'll share some of my own. And John, along with his wonderful wife, Heather, they're also our camping buddies. So big welcome to the show, John.
Hello, hello. I'm excited.
In podcast world, do you like John or Jonathan better?
Let's go with John.
Okay.
Nice to see.
All right, John, your list of gifts for the gentleman camper, it's a dangerous list. It's a dangerous list for me because I think after this episode, I am going to be spending some money. So let's get started. What is the first item on your list that you think would be great for a gentleman camper?
So when I think gentleman camper, the first thing I think of is, of course, self-care. And I think shaving. There's nothing I have tried every type of razor, every type of shave cream, shave oil on the market. And I've come up with one that I didn't think I would like at first, and I really like it. And it's very affordable, very different. So guys, if you've ever done traditional wet shaving, this is generally what everybody does. It's just got a fancy name where you put hot water on your face, you put either your cream, your gel, your shave oil, whatever you're using, and you just shave wet. It's what everybody usually just refers to as shaving. But back when I started researching wet shaving, I realized that a lot of people still prefer the single blade safety razors, the old school, like, you know, 1930s, 1940s, 1950s. It's what our grandfathers used to shave. It's the double-sided, they call it the double-sided safety razor.
And they were manly men.
They were manly men. This is what JFK used to shave, right? And so you go, okay, the safety razors, you know, you look at them and they're kind of intimidating. And then I found this one company that they call it, it's called the One Blade razor, and they make single blade, and instead of the double-sided safety razor, they just have one-sided, and it's extremely affordable and it's extremely good. And trust me, I have tried all of them. Every brand that you guys are thinking of, I've tried them.
And John is not exaggerating. John likes to sample and test, just like I do.
Oh yeah.
I'm thinking we could do a totally different type of podcast together, John, but we'll talk about that later. Now this one blade concept seems like you might be living life on the edge if you do this. Is it safe?
It is very safe. In fact, I cut myself. I have never actually cut myself with the one blade razor. Whereas like with a traditional, like five blade, your traditional Gillette's or your Harry, or even the Dollar Shave Club type of razor blades that everybody's used to using, it's very different, but I find that it's extremely easy to use and it's extremely safe to use, and it gives you a really clean, comfortable, close shave.
What are our price points here?
All right. So this is the OneBladeShave.com razor. They have a bunch of different styles. Their introductory model, $20. And it's $30 if you buy it with a pack of 10 blades. That's $1 a blade.
Very reasonable. That is definitely a better price than your Dollar Shave Club or Harry's.
Agreed. And you can get the blades off of Amazon, the replacement blades off of Amazon. They're truly just single blade, one-sided safety razor, stainless steel blades. And they're $1 a blade. And so you can get a 30-pack for $30 on Amazon. And then the razor itself, their introductory razor, which I have and I use, I bought it when it originally came out. It was $100 when they originally launched the product. This was a couple years ago. Now it's $20. And then they have, of course, higher end models that are all stainless steel and things like that that can go up from there. So you can get into this for $30. You get the one blade razor core and the pack of 10 blades.
All right, John. Now, real men shave with their pants on. Real men do not shave in their boxers. So if you're going to shave with your pants on, you need a good belt. And I've heard of these belts before, but I have not really fully investigated or researched them. So tell us about your belt choice for the gentleman camper. Because when you're camping, you got to keep your pants up.
Absolutely. And even summer camping, I find, you know, of course, I'm wearing my cargo shorts because I need my pockets for everything that I need to walk around the campsite with. I found these guys 2 years ago, and I absolutely love these belts. They're super simple. They're super easy to use. It's called the Grip 6 belt, and that's Grip, G-R-I-P, 6, the number 6.com. They make a wider range of belts, but you know, the trick, the gimmick, if you will, is that they're totally adjustable. They're like nylon. They make different actual styles, but it's basically just a single piece of nylon webbing, and you've got this clasp mechanism that just basically adjusts wherever you need it
to. So you don't have the 6 holes or whatever that might limit you.
You got it. And they last longer because you're not wearing the holes out. And gentlemen, I don't know if you're like me, but I tend to fluctuate in weight and waist size.
You're not the only one, buddy.
And these are totally, they will adjust with you all year long through the holiday seasons, through the dark winter where you're eating way too much.
Where you're wearing your buffet pants.
That's right. Exactly. And so these belts, I absolutely love them. I started out with a combo pack, which they give you 3 colors. They give you a gray, a black, and a brown. I find that those 3 pretty much get me through absolutely everything. And you can dress them up, you can dress them down. They've even got fancier ones if you want to do that, if you want to get something a little more snazzy for maybe a more formal event. But honestly, I love these belts. $87 gets you the combo pack of 3, or individually $35 each, and they last forever.
Now, 35 is not a cheap belt, but it's also not a high-end belt. I mean, if you go to Walmart and get a Dickies belt, it's going to cost $20 almost. So I would call this reasonably priced.
Yes, and it's definitely not like, you know, alligator skin high-end dress belt either. So no, it's $35, and I think it's a great value because these things last forever. And I will wear out a belt, and this is what I was doing. I was wearing out the traditional leather with the 6-hole belts because I'd get maybe a year out of them, and then I'd absolutely just destroyed the holes, and it was just falling apart at that point.
Now, go ahead, finish. I'm sorry.
No. And so I love them. They're very comfortable. They adjust. You can adjust them throughout the day, and they stay put. They do not slide. They do not. The clasp mechanism on them is pretty ingenious. And once they even have a YouTube video you can watch to show them. It's basically it's 2 holes and you're done. You just zip it tight. It's really easy to use. It's hard to explain unless you watch it.
But I'll link to that in the show notes. Now, John, does your weight fluctuate during the course of the day? Am I understanding that correctly?
No, but you know, I would say not normally. But then there's always the time where you have way too much. Let's say you've indulged in too many s'mores. Let's go. And you need to just let it out a little bit. Guys, you know what I'm talking about.
And we're all probably going to overeat over this socially distanced Thanksgiving, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Now, every gentleman camper you need a wallet. And I got to be honest, I have always struggled to find wallets that I like, that fit all my credit cards, that fit my punch card for my coffee shop and all of that. So you have a wallet recommendation. What do you got?
I do. And totally different concept. I was a leather trifold guy for years. And I totally did the George Costanza wallet with the 3,000 receipts in it. And I was getting tired of it, especially driving. I would find, because I just put it in my back pocket out of just pure instinct. And then if I'm on a road trip, it would, you just sit on it. And I was like, why is the side always falling asleep? Oh, it's this gigantic brick I'm sitting on. So I started looking around at these new, I want to say newfangled, this new concept of wallets, the minimalist wallet. And I found this company called Ridge Wallet. It is a hard aluminum wallet, similar to like a money clip, only it's designed specifically to fit all your cards. And I can put, I probably have 20 different cards, and that's everything from my credit cards to my driver's license to my insurance cards to my Good Sam and my KOA cards that I'm carrying around.
That's right. Gentlemen campers, we have extra Value Club membership cards.
I've got to carry my Pilot Flying J gas discount card wherever I go because I have a motorhome. So, yeah.
I've and John, the gentleman camper, drives a Class A Winnebago motorhome. Very fancy.
I do. That'll come up later when I have another gift recommendation.
So how does this wallet feel in your pocket, though?
I hardly know it's there. In fact, I find myself first of all, when you put all your cards in it, and then it has like, I bought the one, they have an external strap on it, which basically allows you to have a money clip. So I'm able to carry cash, and I'm able to carry pretty much every card I would ever need ever in any scenario. Always be prepared, right, as a camper. And then I can put it in my front pocket. I can put it in my back pocket, and I forget it's so lightweight and so compact. I forget it's there, and I find myself like doing, oh, geez, do I have my wallet? I find myself checking, there it is. I've got it. Okay.
Now for $75, that's about the price of a nice night of camping at an RV resort on the East Coast. Almost. This isn't a cheap wallet.
It's not. And they actually make – this is – their aluminum model is their entry-level model. Of course, if you really want to go crazy, of course, they make like a 24-karat solid gold. But no one I know who's camping.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy. You can get – they make titanium ones. They make stainless steel ones. So in basic entry-level aluminum, $75. And it comes in different colors, so you can pick which color of aluminum you want.
Now, just at first glancing at your list, this is the next one you're going to do. That's the one I researched first. Like, that's the one I looked at and I was like, oh, let me check out their website. So tell us about Muck Boots.
Ooh, okay. So this is probably familiar to anybody who has ever been inside of a Tractor Supply before. Tractor Supply, at least my local Tractor Supply, they sell these amazing looking boots that I've always they always caught my eye, called Muck Boots, and it's the Muck Boot Company. These and when you look at them, you're like, these boots are a little pricey, but they're designed to basically be completely all terrain, all weather. They're designed for almost, you know, people who are going out and working milking cows. It's like farmers and like people who are doing serious work all day long.
Or for gentlemen campers like you that might be walking their pup at Fort Wilderness, that rugged place.
Want to keep your feet dry on a rainy day at the campground when you're walking around the rig or you need to go walk the dog. Because my dog will demand a walk in the pouring rain or in the blowing snow. It doesn't matter. He's going to get his walk in. And so these are just easy, super easy slip on. They make all different styles. They make like ankle high, they make like mid calf. And then they make like, almost knee high boots, where you're deep snow, you know, you're in a bog, you're in a mud, super muddy environments. They make them, ones that are much more geared towards like walking on ice or things like that.
So if you're slumming it at a state park or something like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you just don't want to get your, I can't stand wet socks. I hate it. And so even when I have waterproof, like, I usually like Merrells, like Merrell boots or Merrell shoes on, I still get water inside of them when I'm, you step in a puddle, it's, it is what it is. I'd rather have these muck boots on.
And they're they're manly looking, no?
They're very nice. And I will say, ladies, they make an entire line for women as well. And I love them. The only thing is they are a little pricey. And so I actually went with the classic. They call it the men's chore, CHORE, tall. And so I got the ones that they're high up on the calf. They're $145, but I bought them like 2 years ago, and they've been through two winters.
Winters of hard field work that you do.
That's right. Yes. Hard neighborhood dog walking. Absolutely. As well as, I do have a snowblower. I break out the snowblower in the winter. These are my go-to boots now in either wet, rainy, muddy, snowy, icy conditions. I just grab these boots. They're super comfortable. I slip them on. My jeans go right inside of them. I can wear big, comfy, wool socks inside of them. I stay not only warm, but almost super warm. And so love these boots. And I encourage anybody who's looking for a good pair of like totally waterproof, weatherproof, all-terrain boots, check them out, muckbootcompany.com.
Now you got to keep your hands warm. If you got your feet warm, you got to keep your hands warm. So what gloves do you recommend for gentlemen campers who might like to do some winter camping?
So not just winter, I am obsessed with mechanics gloves. And guys, if you've been into any hardware store or any auto parts store in the past 5 years, you have seen mechanics gloves. And I didn't get it at first, and now I have like seven pairs of them. I'm not even kidding. I am obsessed with these gloves because they're so good. And the reason is they make a glove for like every possible scenario and situation that you could ever find yourself in. The original mechanics gloves were designed for people who work on cars, and they're thin. They're very durable. They have it's like an artificial leather type of thing. And I would encourage you, try them on. You have extremely tactile, you can unscrew a single screw wearing these gloves. And when I'm either, usually it's hooking up and unhooking the RV. And I bought them when I had a trailer, and I still use them all the time because I'm hooking up my tow behind car. When I'm hooking up to tow behind my motorhome.
And frankly, when I hitch and unhitch our travel trailer, my hands get filthy. And I've never worn gloves during this process. I'm thinking I might need a pair of mechanics gloves just for hitching and unhitching.
I have a pair that I keep specifically for hitching and unhitching, and that's all they're used for, is hitching and unhitching. And they make these different styles. The one I use for hitching and unhitching is called the Impact, the M-PACT, Impact. It's designed so that if you something slips in one of the tow bars, bangs your knuckles or something like that, you're going to be safe. They're like safety gloves, but they're flexible. They're comfortable. I can still use everything. I can get the pins, and not only in the pins into all of the tow gear that I need, but then you got the little cotter pins, the safety pins that you have to put in. I can manipulate all of those with these gloves on, and then I take my gloves off, and my perfectly washed, moisturized hands are in great condition. I get back in the RV, I drive off down the road, don't have to wash my hands.
These sound like these would be great in the glove compartment of the truck. Absolutely. Like I would just keep a pair in the glove compartment.
I do. I keep a pair in every car, and I keep a pair in the motorhome, and then I have like three in my garage. And they have I'm a big fan of the original for when you're actually working on cars or doing anything mechanical. The Impact for if you're doing like hitching and unhitching where you can actually injure yourself. They have a Grip, which is just I use it to carry. If you're helping a buddy move, or in my case, it's usually hauling furniture around my house or something like that. The Grip is just, it does exactly what it says. It sounds like you're wearing these super grippy gloves. And then outdoors for just yard work, I use one called the Durahide Leather. And it's just, they're the greatest yard gloves, for raking and digging in the garden, that type of stuff.
So you would use the Grip, like if Heather says, hey, John, move that chair 5 feet over here, you'd go get your Grip gloves, put them on and move the chair.
Absolutely. Or recently it's been, I had to replace the refrigerator in my motorhome. And so it was, hey, I need you to move the refrigerator off the shipping pallet and get it into the motorhome. So I put on my grip gloves and off to the races, you know.
It's mechanics.com and it's mechanix.com. And all this stuff will be in the show notes at the RV Atlas. We're going to come back in a second. John has a couple more gifts and then we'll transition over to Jeremy's gifts. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at GoPower. GoPower has been the industry leader for mobile solar systems and solutions since 1996. Their high quality solar chargers, inverters, controllers, and power accessories offer a durable, dependable, and cost-effective solution for mobile power needs where grid power is inaccessible, unavailable, or unsustainable. GoPower not only makes the best equipment, they offer the best support. The GoPower support section on their website offers technical support, installation assistance, and answers to frequently asked questions. There's never been a better time to add a GoPower solar system to your RV, and every gentleman camper is doing so. And hit the open road with those GoPower solar panels. Just opens up all kinds of opportunities for dry camping, mooch docking, wally docking, state park camping, wherever you want to go. And with over 1 million solar panels sold and 25 years of experience, they are the brand to trust. To find out more, visit gpelectric.com or follow them on Instagram at GoPowerSolar. John, talk to me about junk headbands and neck gaiters. I'm a little bit skeptical.
This is the one where I'm probably out on a limb. So first, cold weather. It's you know, winter's coming upon us. There are different, I didn't really know what these were until a few years ago, but a neck gaiter is what you pull down over your head. It's like a one piece loop of fabric and you can use it almost like a balaclava, or you can pull it up and you look like the cool guy, you know, with you're ready to take on the ski slopes, right? Where your whole mask is covered, your whole face is covered. And you've actually seen, in this year of our Lord 2020, you have seen a lot of people using neck gaiters as their go-to face covering. Instead of wearing a mask, they'll wear a neck gaiter. So there's this particular company called Junk, J-U-N-K. I found them through CrossFit, actually. I showed up for CrossFit. It was my first, you know, this is a couple years ago, few days there, few workouts. And I realized every single person in the gym, male, female, didn't matter, no matter how old they were, no matter how young they were all wearing the exact same type of headband. And the headbands were called Junk. And I was like, what are these headbands? And then within like three workouts, I figured out why everybody was wearing them. And it's because they are unbelievably good at sopping up sweat and keeping it from running down in your face. And I got a whole bunch of them for workouts in the gym and for CrossFit, and I wear them all the time. They're just, if I'm working out, I put them on. And what I found is when you're doing summer camping, and it's July and you're down at Disney and it's, you know, 96% humidity out and you've got to go hitch up or unhitch, or, you know, you're leveling the travel trailer, or you're setting up the hoses, you've probably spent 30 seconds outside and you're just, if you're like me, probably too much information,
John,
but you're drenched in sweat.
John, I am like you in that department. And I just, because you were being bold and honest, I'll be bold and honest. I do sweat.
And so I hate it. I hate it. I can't stand it because I'm outside and I'm trying to have a good time. And I come back into the rig and the air conditioner's just gotten going because we just got to the campsite. And I am just absolutely dripping with sweat during the summer. So I just started wearing my workout headbands, my junk headbands, as I was getting set up and, you know, or tearing down the campsite. And I'm no longer sweating through, like I used to wear like ball caps, like that type of thing. And I still have a ton of ball caps, but I would sweat right through them and I would ruin the ball cap.
Yeah. They get really gross and brown, exactly, and disgusting.
Exactly. And so I was like, I'm tired of ruining my hats. Some of which I really like because they're like from a national park or something.
It's like hat insurance.
Exactly. So I just started, Their headbands are kind of like one size fits all, universal. They have sports teams, they have colleges, universities, they have you've got military camo, they've got all kinds of ones that they refer to as tactical. You can absolutely go crazy with these headbands. They're $16. They're the best sweat headbands I've ever I never wore headbands before I started CrossFit. And so now I wear them when I'm working out. I wear them when I'm working on the rig, washing the rig in the summer. And then they make this out of the same fabric. They make these neck gaiters for the winter, super stretchy, super breathable, and they're only $25. And so I highly recommend this brand, Junk, J-U-N-K. Love them. Have a ton of them. Probably going to buy more.
All right. Give me two quick bonus gift items.
This one is your COVID-19 preparation, I would say a prepper type of gift. It's called the Rinse Kit, R-I-N-S-E-K-I-T, rinsekit.com. Early on in 2020, everybody was saying, hand sanitizer, you got to have, 75, 80% alcohol in them, 70% at least. And then all the scientists came out and said, just wash your hands with soap. It's just so much easier. Just use soap. Soap kills everything. Just use soap. And so this rinse kit, the whole concept is it's a little pressurized water tank. $110 for their small one, $170 for their big one. You fill it up. It's a pressurized water tank. You put it in the back trunk of your car. You're driving all over the place. You finish your shopping or whatever you need to do. You come out to your car. You spray off your hands with pressurized water and you use soap to wash your hands right at your car. You get back in your car and you go home.
Also great if you own a pop-up camper that does not have any plumbing or water.
It's super. They originally designed it for people who are actually exactly. They're trying to do like a shower off grid and they're hiking or something like that. Or they get back to their car and they just want to rinse off. They've been doing mountain biking. If you look at their ads on their website, it was originally designed for people who were doing like all these crazy outdoor activities. They'd get super dirty. They'd get back to their car and they'd want to rinse off before they sat in their car. And it's just proven to be great in COVID situations, just because you can wash your hands with real soap and real water and you don't have to worry about all the goo, all the alcohol based stuff. Just wash your hands with soap. Super easy. Done. I've had more people stop me in parking lots and say, oh my God, that is genius. Where did you get that thing?
and they stay 6 feet away, I hope.
Absolutely, of course. And you're wearing masks and you're telling them, oh yeah, rinsekit.com. Go check it out. So that's a super practical one, the rinse kit. And then the very last one I have, I would say anybody who has a motorhome, specifically a gas motorhome, they're almost all these days either built on Chevy or Ford chassis, the gas ones. This tool has proven to be a lifesaver for me in my Ford F53 motorhome chassis. But I think you guys with trucks, this thing works for every car. It works for every type of vehicle on the planet. It is called the Blue Driver, BLUEDRIVER, ODB2. Scan tool, and it plugs into your vehicle's data port. So it's a code reader, it's a code scanner for anybody who's familiar or worked on cars before. And it's only $99, and it what it does is it pairs with your phone. So it's just you're buying the actual reader, the Bluetooth reader. You plug it into the ODB2 port in your vehicle, and then all of the magic is actually in your phone in the app that you download from your favorite app store. They support, Android and iOS, and you pull the app down and it constantly updates itself. It's like they're always releasing new versions of the app. So they're supporting new vehicles. They do bug fixes on codes, weird vehicles that have a really weird engine that, generate specific codes. This has been great because early on in my motorhome, we would be going down the road, specifically on 95, going up and down the East Coast. There's some really rough patches.
That is true.
And we would hit like these potholes, specifically around the Richmond, Virginia area. I mean, I am calling out my home state there, where we would hit some potholes and just wham. And what would happen is I'd get a check engine light. And I'd be like, oh my God, what happened? Why do I need a check engine light? And I'd panic. And I, after the first time I took it into the shop, And the Ford, you know, the Ford commercial truck place where I took it into was like, oh, yeah, it's just an engine knock code. And they're like, and we can't reproduce it. We cleared the code. Everything seems fine. We drove it around. We can't actually. So I would get, if I would be driving down the road, I would hit a major pothole. It was always in Richmond. I could tell you exactly where the bridge is, where I'd hit it, because I'm in the right hand lane because I'm driving slow in a motorhome. I'd hit this thing like three times and I would get a check engine light every time. So I just bought the code reader. I check and I go, oh yeah, that's the Richmond, Virginia, I-95 bridge engine knock code. And I would clear it out. And then I would drive another 2000 miles and I wouldn't have any problems at all. So guys, if you're looking for a very affordable, very handy code reader for your tow vehicle or for your motorhome, Blue Driver, you can get it off of Amazon, Blue Driver, the ODB2 scan tool. It's like $100. Best $100 I've ever bought. It works with all my cars. You just plug it in and you can read whatever codes, you know, hey, why is this check engine light on? You can actually see it, so you can figure out how much you're going to spend when you take it into the shop.
John, what an incredible list. I'm feeling sort of daunted to kind of deliver the goods like you just delivered the goods.
Now, I know you got some good stuff. I'm excited. I want to hear your list.
All right, that's it. And all these things will be in the show notes at thervatlas.com with links to the products. Now, the first item that I have, I am so nerd excited about this. It's the Nebo Classic Flashlight for $29.99. It's currently on sale for $23.99 if the sale is still going when the podcast comes out. This harkens back to the flashlights of old. It's like the flashlight your grandpa used to use and keep in the glove compartment of his Oldsmobile. And it's got a faux leather handle. Not real leather, but it really looks and feels like leather, and a really classic, classic aluminum look. It's quite bright with 640 lumens. It's very sturdy. It comes in a beautiful gift box. Nebo does a great job with the boxes their flashlights come in, and it feels like a nice gift. It feels like you're opening up like an Apple product. I think for the man that loves flashlights, and what man doesn't love flashlights?
All of us.
And the classic, you know, the gentleman campers out there, for $29.99 to get a flashlight that looks like it's from the 1920s and 1930s, but yet has modern LED technology, I think this is a major, major win. And I think this would make a great gift for just about any man on the list this Christmas.
How did I know that you would have a gentleman camper flashlight recommendation? And of course, I think no one is surprised to hear you say this, but this flashlight looks amazing.
It is. And you know what? I ordered it about a week ago because I really wanted to review it for this podcast, and it just came 2 days ago. So I've been using it the past few nights to walk the dog. I've been bringing it around the neighborhood. I went out in the backyard to get some stuff from the shed. So I did get some good use out of this flashlight. Really feel strongly about recommending it.
Love it.
All right. My next gift recommendation for the gentleman camper. I personally don't think that you give a gentleman camper a Swiss Army knife. I feel like that's more a gift for a kid, or maybe a teenager, a little bit of kind of like a toy when it comes to the multi-tool type knives. Instead, for the gentleman camper, I recommend the Leatherman Free T4. For $59.95. And this is like their answer to the Swiss Army knife. This is like Leatherman's made in America, you know, made in Portland, Oregon, sturdy, beefy, rugged version of that Swiss Army knife. So it has a nice knife on it, 7 other tools, comes in some really good looking colors. I picked the green one that looks like Coleman green. It actually matches my classic lanterns and my classic Coleman stoves, which I kind of geeked out about. You can also pay a couple bucks more and get a gift case for this knife, and they do customization at Leatherman. So if you want a kind of a fancy gift that would only add up to, like, even with shipping, less than $70, what male gentleman camper would not like a Leatherman Free T4?
I need a Leatherman. I have Leathermans just like I have gloves. I need one in every glove box.
I love their products. I've never bought a Leatherman product and been disappointed. I mean, everything they make is exceptional.
I've had them, honestly, for years. When I was back in high school, I was cutting lawns. I got my first ever Leatherman, and I've had one ever since then.
And were you cutting the lawns with the Leatherman?
With the Leatherman, absolutely. No, what I would use is we were using the – I was working landscaping. I had a – we were using these commercial trimmers, and we'd have these just industrial rolls of trimmer line, because we'd go through weed whackers, right? Just trimmer line. We'd go through it all the time. And so we'd all have carry Leathermans to cut the trimmer line. And it's still a skill I have. I'm able to take apart a trimmer head and put new line on it probably within 30 seconds flat with a Leatherman. I love it.
It takes me a couple minutes. You're fast. All right.
I
have some more fancy man gifts to share with my buddy John Anderson. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts. Whether you enjoy the comfort of a cabin or tiny home, or you're an RV enthusiast or prefer tent or yurt camping, Jellystone Park's first-rate accommodations, amenities, and activities provide the setting for a fun family vacation that every gentleman camper will enjoy. From amazing water zones to mini golf, wagon rides, themed weekends, and appearances from Yogi Bear and friends. And of course, Yogi Bear is the gentleman camper of all the campers out there. He's the role model for all of us. You'll see that family fun is the main attraction at Jellystone Campgrounds. And with over 75 locations in the United States and Canada, you can have a quality camping experience that is also close to home. And just remember, it's not a campground. It's a Jellystone Park. Visit them at jellystonepark.com to find a Jellystone Park near you. All right, John, you ready for some more gifts?
Let's do it.
I think that we both love this next gift idea. This may be more of a stocking stuffer idea. I think this would make an amazing stocking stuffer. The Duke Cannon soaps.
Yes.
I've been finding them for $8.99 or $9.99 per bar, which might sound a little expensive, but they are huge bars of soap. They are bricks. And what I've heard from ladies that buy fancy soaps, when I have in fact spoken to ladies about their fancy soaps, this is actually very reasonably priced compared to fancy lady soaps. Now, I love their packaging, which makes them so giftable. And John, I love those, they call them their propaganda boxes.
Oh, yeah. That have I have every one. Yep.
Oh, and it's like you don't even want to open the soap, right? Like the boxes, I keep the boxes. I'm not afraid to say.
They're very like throwback to like World War II, like propaganda, like, hey, you know, support your local war bonds, you know, type of look. The aesthetic is fantastic.
I love the soap names, too. Smells like naval supremacy. Smells like victory. Smells like productivity. Those are soap names. I also actually love their campfire soap and their soap called Illegally Cut Pine.
Love it.
Now, the campfire soap might be the most giftable one for the gentleman camper. And it kind of at first threw me off because it's like, who wants to smell like a campfire, right? But it doesn't smell like a campfire. It smells like hickory. So it smells like a nice campfire right before you light it, you know, just in the seconds before lighting it, before it gets smoky. And I also like the smells like naval supremacy is amazing. And I think that's one of your faves too.
That is my favorite. The smells like naval supremacy. So good.
Yeah, absolutely love the Duke Cannon soaps. I think they should be a stocking stuffer for every gentleman camper on your list. Now, next, look, we all need to wear these masks to get through this thing together. And particularly when we're, you know, indoors or we can't social distance. So I am so sick of those little paper blue ones that you buy in the huge boxes that are so disposable and you see them on the ground everywhere, kind of like they're just litter at this point. And it's also getting colder. So I want to recommend Stormy Cromer's flannel face coverings. So Stormy Cromer actually started making face masks like last April when this whole thing started. And they come in the stylish flannel patterns and plaid patterns that Stormy Cromer is famous for. They're warm. They're durable. They've lasted. I still have mine that I bought last spring. I put them away for the summer because they got too hot. But now that it's cold weather again, I'm definitely using my Stormy Cromer flannel face coverings. And you could hypothetically get one that matches a Stormy Cromer cap. That would make an awesome 1-2 punch
so
for a holiday
gift. Coordinate. Yes.
I've done it. Not ashamed to say. Not ashamed to say. All right. My next recommendation, Chef's Cut Beef Jerky. Okay, every gentleman camper should be able to snack on some beef jerky on, you know, Christmas Day or over Hanukkah, whatever it might be. All right, now these range from $14 to $24. And by the way, I don't know if they're kosher. I should. It's the best beef jerky we've ever had. There are some perks to being the host of the RV Atlas podcast. This company reached out to me and said, do you want to try some free beef jerky? I was like, yeah, I do. I really do want to try some free beef jerky. They sent it to me. And the boys and I absolutely devoured it. Our favorites were the original and the honey barbecue. barbecue. So good. John, are you a beef jerky guy?
I am a beef jerky guy, and I'm on their website right now. Add to cart.
Yeah, it's not cheap, but you know, I find that if you buy beef jerky in 7-Eleven or the grocery store, it's often gross. Like, it's not good. So if you're going to get jerky, you might as well get good jerky. And Chef's Cut's the best we've ever had. Max and Theo pounded these samples.
That's awesome, because most of it, you get the convenience store style, and I don't want to name brands, but you guys know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, we don't want to shame. That's not Gentleman Campers. We don't shame beef jerky brands.
Some of that stuff is probably not worth your money, let's just say.
And Chef's Cut beef jerky is. All right, I have a couple more really key gifts left to give, and then we're going to wrap up the show. But before we do so, we have a sponsored message from our friends at Jayco. The brand new J-Feather Micro Series is rugged and ready for adventure, but also lightweight and easy to tow. The five floor plans in the Micro Series are packed with high-end features like 16-inch Goodyear tires, roof mount solar prep, and pre-wire for an inverter so you can use your 110 outlets. The included 17-inch Blackstone griddle is also a Jayco exclusive. The Micro Series has floor plans that are perfect for solo travelers, couples, or families that can't wait for their next great outdoor adventure. To find out more, visit jayco.com. Jayco, generations of family fun. Now, John, I think I'm a big fan of print. I'm a big fan of magazines, newspapers, and books.
You do. This is known about you. You do like the hardcovers.
It's true. And I feel like when holiday gift giving season rolls around, to give someone a thoughtful book or a magazine subscription is always a nice gift. So I want to quickly recommend Sibley's Guide to Birds. A beautiful, beautiful guide to birds with really wonderful illustrations by David Allen Sibley, $28.99. That's the main version. There's also a less expensive East Coast version and West Coast version, just East and West version. But if you have a gentleman camper who's even slightly interested in bird watching, this would make a terrific gift. And my last recommendation for this awesome show for gentlemen campers is a gift subscription to Rova magazine. I'm a huge fan of Rova magazine. Great photography, great stories. I've published two stories with Rova myself, and just lovely high quality paper, and you're supporting a print publication. It's very sad for me to say that Trailer Life and Motorhome magazine are no more. The last issues of both of those magazines just came out. And for me, it's more important than ever to support print publications in just whatever area you're interested in. Right? And I think Rova is excellent. $36 for six issues. I think this would make an awesome stocking stuffer for a gentleman camper. You could put like the latest issue in the stocking, and then the gift could be the subscription for the year. So support print books. All right. Jonathan, thank you so much. Let's end by doing this. What is your top pick out of my stuff? And then I'll do my top pick out of your stuff.
You know, I want to say the beef jerky, but I think I'm going to have to go with the Leatherman.
It's a really nice knife. I really think you'd be happy with it, and you can get it in that nice Coleman green if you want. Out of yours, I am really close to tied on the Muck Boots and Mechanics Gloves. I'm going to go with the Mechanics Gloves. Like, I literally am going to buy a pair of these because I have a hard time getting boots and shoes that fit my wide feet. So I just don't know if Muck Boots will work for me, but I'm going to get a pair of Mechanics Gloves. Jonathan Anderson, thank you so much for coming on the show. Really, really appreciated it.
Happy to be here. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays, everybody.
Yeah, to you and yours as well. And can we book a trip to Assateague State Park, please?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
We need to get something on the books for 2021.
Absolutely. All right. Thank you. We'll see you at the campground, John.
See you at the campground.
A big thank you for listening to this episode of the RV Atlas.
And a big thank you to our sponsors, to Jayco, the Thetford Corporation, Go Power, Yogi Bear's Jellystone Park Camp Resorts, and RV Snappad.
To find out more about the topics discussed in this show, visit thervatlas.com.
And to join the friendliest group of RVers, join us over at the RV Atlas group on Facebook.
See you at the campground.
We'll see you at the campground.